well, I mean, right.
And it's 2023. I mean, we're getting into the era of artificial intelligence, and there's incredible things happening. The world is about to transform in the next 15 years. And here we are. We've been fighting this war for how long? I mean, how many hundreds of years, thousands of years has this war been going on?
And for real, since 1948.
Officially since 1948.
Yeah. So what's that, 70 years?
Yeah, it's about to be 100 years war.
Yeah. And
Hamas is out. That's out. That's the end of that. You know what I mean?
Most of the population in Gaza was born there and has been raised from babies hating Israel. And with Israel giving them plenty of reason to hate them.
Right. Hamas was an elected government, right? Or it was a
2006.
But then they went radical as soon as they got in power. I mean, they weren't radical before the election, right?
Yeah, and they were elected in overwhelming majority.
Like history just continues to repeat itself, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's about to happen again for us next year, maybe.
So I think there's a decent chance, though, that the two-state solution could come out of this and that Netanyahu would be gone. I think that would be the happy outcome.
I know, but I try to imagine that world, you know.
I think we're kind of fundamentally changed by all of this. I mean, the Israeli Gaza thing.
Do you think it's seeing so much of what happened in Gaza, like seeing the video of it?
Yes.
Right. It was kind of all happening behind the scenes before.
There's been days I've just had to step away from, I got to change this, you know, I can't watch this anymore.
I saw a girl, maybe 6 years old, of course, face covered in blood, and they're asking her, is she Muslim? And she responded, I'm hungry.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, you're never fatter until you see something like that, you know?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I mean, this is not good. We shouldn't be doing this to each other. You know,
yeah,
obviously, and the world is speaking out.
There's so. The U.S. is getting mud on its boots for helping Israel right now, because Israel is kind of going a little further than most of the world would want.
You're walking on thin ice with that, right? Like,
yeah,
I can feel you like putting your foot out and touching. Okay, is that going to hold me? Okay. I mean, we've sacrificed something as a society when we can't discuss things.
Right. Exactly. Both for sure. For sure.
And to me, that's a very dangerous externality of all of this. I mean, obviously, it's not the worst of what's happening with this situation, but it's a thing that exists. And you know, for a while it was religion, but then we got to the point where we could talk about religion to our benefit, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So what about this situation? I mean, really, the two-state thing, you know, an Israeli is going to tell you that's not possible because they want to drive us into the sea. And then conversely, Palestinians would say, well, that's not possible because
they're
carpet bombing us. So,
yeah. Well, the one thing that's, I think, good about U.S. involvement in this, and when I say involvement, I just mean, you know, we've got U.S. military standing by nearby, and we have funded Israel militarily as well. So, but the one good thing, I think, is that the U.S. has been some restraining factor. Netanyahu fired one of his ministers who suggested that they use nukes in Gaza.
It's like, I've been watching this since October 7th, since the news broke about what was happening on October 7th. I've been watching, yeah. And the American media has changed a lot in the past few weeks, because initially it was rah-rah 9/11 again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was look at these terrorists. I heard the word terrorists, I heard the word animals. You know, and then the retaliation started, and then now that's kind of tapered off. You're not hearing a lot of power.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. I mean, it was heinous what they did. I mean, come on, I went to the rave and just shot people down and kidnapped them. And we don't need to go into all of the really horrible stuff that they, you know, did to individuals.
Well,
and,
it's like watching the Rodney King thing, and then 10 minutes later, 100 guys show up to beat up the 5 cops. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean? It's the water starts to get real muddy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think the U.S. has been a somewhat restraining factor on the Israeli, program. I know we had to push pretty hard to get humanitarian aid in those trucks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
But, got whatever was going to get done that way, I think, got done because of the U.S.
And I saw some footage last night of in the underground part of a hospital in Gaza. Where they'd found a cache. The story was that they'd found a cache of Hamas weaponry underneath the hospital. Right. So they showed the footage, and I mean, it literally looked like somebody had a bag of guns and dumped them out on the ground. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, right.
That's
right,
what it looked
right,
like.
Right.
It didn't look like a cache or a.
It's not hard to believe that they are using hospitals and schools as cover.
But I mean, that type of news bit only serves, of course, to make it so when a hospital does get blown up, it's like, well, were they? Did they have a training facility underneath there? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. And
the rules of war seem to be thrown out. And I'm sorry. The rules of war, I thought, were something that we all agreed upon as humans. The rules of conflict,
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if the opponent doesn't follow the doctrine, right?
Right.
Like, we didn't start building concentration camps and putting Germans in there. Like, we didn't do that as a response to the Holocaust, right?
That's correct.
Because that's outside the rules of war, and it's like people who are faithful to their spouses until they find out that they cheated. You know what I mean?
Right, and then they'll go cheat.
And then they'll go cheat, and it's like, well, they did. Well, yeah, but I mean, isn't that your code?
Well, I've said this more than once, and it does. I think it's an apt phrase from Gandhi: "Eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind."
Yeah, and the eye patch company rich.
Sure, right.
It ruins Halloween for everyone because everyone's got to be a pirate.
And so, worldwide anti-Semitism, anti-Jewishness, is a thing suddenly.
Well, I mean, the anti-Semitism is a thing, is a real thing. I mean, if you look at the hate crimes in the United States before any of this, it was over 50% anti-Semite hate crime in the U.S. of all hate crimes.
Sure.
Which is hard to imagine with so much racism in the country and indiscriminate killing of African Americans and this and that. It seems unbelievable that most of the hate crimes are against Jews. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Well, since October 7th, it's gone way up. Attacks against Jews. So that's kind of interesting because, I mean, that attack on October 7th was beyond the pale.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And maybe there wasn't enough footage of that.
Did deserve a response. I mean, demanded a response from Israel. So, to stay kosher, if I could use that word, with world concepts of war crimes, how are they going to respond?
Well, that's the thing. You know, your code and your morality and your doctrine, your guiding light, you know, it's not something that it has to be something that's more fixed, like the North Star. You know, like this is the way we do it. This is the way we wage war. This is the way you can do whatever you want to us, but this is the way we do it.
Yeah, right.
I don't like getting into the sewers because the enemy has went into the sewers. I'm not for that. I think we lose something in that exchange.
You are absolutely correct.
And if you kill 10,000 Palestinians and six survive and they turn into bin Ladens, what have you accomplished?
Yeah, that I mean, once again, that definitely seems to be.
I mean, this is radicalizing the survivors, for sure.
Who've been radicalized since they were babies.
Right, born into radicalization.
Yeah.
God damn, what a mess.
It's a mess.
And I don't think having NFL football games in London is going to fix it.
Right. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see where all this lands, particularly since it's divided people within their own parties. And
I think they're going to bomb everything into rubble, and they're going to take over the area, and they're going to govern the 75 people that are left.
There's a lot of, what about a UN mandate for governing?
Because no one wants to do that because we don't want to be exposed of how little power the UN has.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if the UN does a mandate, Israel's just going to say, we don't give a shit about that. And vice versa, Palestine as well. I mean, how do you do a two-state solution? What does that look like? Like, where do you draw the borders? Do you go by the 1948 borders or the borders now? Because they're different now.
Right, right. Well, there's been two-state solution plans on the books that almost got there, too. But they've been different, too. So hard to say where that's going to come down. Somehow, it's got to be a free Palestine. Wherever you draw those lines.
Yeah, there's the end of this show.
Well, and so
hey, it was great talking to you all these years, everybody.
There is interesting things going on in the U.S. government right now, though.
While it's still going on, doesn't it shut down in like 2 days?
No, they've got a funding bill. Well, at least there's one out of the House, so that was the big sticking point. So it'll pass the Senate, and Joe will sign it. So there's this weird two-step funding bill.
You know, the whole House Speaker mess was so embarrassing. You know.
Republicans are embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
Right?
Yeah, you know, and it's like there are people that are struggling in this country. You know, I mean, there's people that depend on their jobs and
for real
depend on the government operating. We as a society tend to need a funded military to protect us. And, you know, there's a lot of function.
I think there's people who don't believe that, though. We should, you know,
I kind of don't believe it. But yeah, I mean, you know, but there's a lot of stuff the government does do, theoretically, with the money.
If 300 million people are going to live together, there needs to be some sort of regulations and agreement of how we treat each other and that kind of thing. And so that's what the government does. And
right. In theory. Right.
In theory. But Steve Bannon's not happy with the speaker's, you know, funding plan.
Fascists are
really speaking out against it. Washington Times really castigated, you know, Mike Smith, the speaker.
What does Amazon think of it? I mean, what does the Washington Post think of it?
Yeah, right. Well, I think the mainstream press has been pretty favorable, you know, on it. They're saying that it's a clean bill. There's no poison pills in it. And the Democrats were mostly all on board, 200 of them out of 212.
Does Trump go to prison? I mean, I ask you this every three months.
Right. It seems like yes.
Seems like yes, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, in Georgia.
Like, it might not be like, you know, prison in the Senate, 20 years. It's going to be some, you know, it'll essentially be a slap on the wrist. But, you know, it could be some time, a little bit, you know.
It could be house arrest, too, kind of thing.
Well, they'll probably put him on. If it's not going to be house arrest, he'll definitely be housed at a military base, which I'm really not in favor of either. But I don't like that. But you got to put him somewhere, and you can't put him in regular prison.
So right, so there's Trump's accountability himself, but this is a guy with millions of avid, crazed followers, millions.
And they don't care. They don't care what he does. They don't care what he did. They don't care what he'll do. They don't care.
If they do have any trouble with it, they think it's a lie.
They think their skin color is close enough that they're going to be okay.
I think that's part of it. Yeah.
I mean, all the flags that people took down, all the Trump flags, they didn't throw them away. They just took them down. They got them.
Sure.
They got them still. So they're ready to put them back up again. And Trump, I mean, isn't shying away from the fact that they're going to go on a revenge tour if he gets reelected.
Ooh. Project 2025.
Project 2025. Let's reform the country and let's do it quickly.
And let's punish our enemies.
We all remember we all remember the Project for a New American Century, which was the think tank document that produced the Iraqi war and the war in Afghanistan.
Yes.
You know, this document is a whole nother level. This is
straight up fascism. I mean, unabashed fascism.
It's pretty much fascism. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty much unabashed.
Yeah. We're going to lock up dissidents. We're going to lock up reporters. We're going to lock up, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And
as soon as you start locking up dissidents, you know, I don't think you're officially a country at that point anymore. You know, then it's something else.
The fascists are salivating over this. They think they got a chance at it.
Well, I would say no. I would. I've always said no to that. That there's no way, because I'm a math guy, and I'd be like, there's no way mathematically he can be elected. But then you see exit polls. Again, I'm not a fan of exit polls, but you know, across party lines, 74% of the voters in Ohio said they don't want Biden running again, and that was Republicans and Democrats responding.
Right, right, right.
And to me, that's scary. The Indian guy who's running for president.
Ramaswamy.
You know, he brought up an interesting point, which was, who are you going to run? Because we should be debating them right now. It seems like the Democrats want to do an end around where they're not even going to announce that Biden's not running until the last possible second. I think the plan is to let Biden run it as it is, and then Biden will step down during his second term and Kamala will take over. That's what I think the plan is. They're planning to run him again against Trump.
Why do you think that?
Because they don't know for sure if somebody else can beat Trump. And the last time Biden ran against Trump, he beat him by 12 points. It was not a problem. You know, they think enough moderates will stay with Biden. So he's safe. He's safe in that election only because he beat him by 12 points before. In spite of what the economy did, in spite of all the negative naysaying, I think Democrats feel like that's the best bet, which may be true, right? I mean, I can't think of anybody else. I mean, the point is, if you're going to run somebody else in 2024, they should be campaigning right now, and they're not. So that tells me that they're going to stick with the team as is, right?
Everything I've heard says that.
At least for 2024. It's starting to get too late to bring anybody else in now.
Well, I mean, Jill Stein has chimed in. That takes from the left. Joe Kennedy, he's He's definitely, I think he takes more from the right, though.
He takes some. Anti-vaxxer, he takes some from Kennedy. Each. That's a Kennedy's a washout.
Yeah, yeah, but Comer's trying to impeach Biden.
I mean, he's a golden goose. Why should they impeach him? He's doing everything they need him to do right now. Which he's not being aggressive in his own defense. He's letting them talk shit about the economy, and the economy's not bad.
And improving all the time.
Improving all the time.
Gas prices are going down.
Gas prices down. Rents are down. Inflation is down. You know, I mean,
down to nearly the wished for 3%.
So all signs point to, you know, things working out slowly. But on the right, all the propaganda is, look how trashed everything is.
Yeah, the economy.
And if somebody is struggling, which anybody under the specter of what we just went through economically would be struggling, most people, it's an easy sell to say, you know, hey, things were better when Trump was president.
And the cost of food is definitely more than it was a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, eggs finally went down.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a dozen eggs for $6-$7 now, so...
And lumber went down too.
Lumber went down.
The beavers are happy.
What's that? The beavers?
It's a mess.
And you know, Trump is a disaster. I would not want Trump anywhere near anything related to anything running anything. You know what I mean? He should be in prison.
Well, the one thing about Comer's impeachment investigation of Biden, though. I think we can thank him for one thing anyway, is he proved that Biden loaned his brother money, his brother James money, and James responsibly paid it back. That's what Comer was calling corruption.
Why don't you just go to a fucking bank and get the money?
Who? James?
Comer. Yeah. It is shady. It is weird. Now Biden's a bank?
I don't... Well, I mean, brothers loan each other money all the time. I mean, Comer loaned his brother money, as it turns out.
I'd like to borrow some money, if possible.
Right. But that's what... $200,000 that Biden loaned his brother, and his brother paid it back. And so Comer's trying to say that's evidence of corruption, but it doesn't look like corruption. Looks like a brother loaned, you know, his brother money, and his brother paid him back. Nothing more than that. Nowhere with the $5 million or $10 million, depending on who you listen to, that Biden was supposed to have gotten from Ukraine through Hunter, there's nothing about that.
Right.
So I think what's coming out of Comer's investigation has only helped Biden. I mean, we know more about Biden's loan to his brother now because of Comer than we did beforehand. I mean, that could have been, that might have been a little shady, but as it turns out, it's not. Not even remotely shady.
No one's talking about the mental capacity failings of Donald Trump recently either.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he seems to be doing some weird stuff in speeches.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some people close to him that are saying that he's further off the rails than he's ever been before.
Well, in a speech the other night, he was talking about President Obama.
Oh, I heard. Yeah, right. I heard about that.
Yeah. So that's not good. Okay. You know, Walter Mondale is not the president, so you can't.
Yeah. Well, you know, can you imagine?
It's weird. He still,
I mean, it's possible. It's possible that Trump could be reelected.
Well, I used to think the math didn't hold up, but you know, I don't know how disillusioned people are going to be if it's it seems like it's 35-35 and 40 up for grabs.
Right,
that's what it
polls,
seems like.
Though, and the polls were pretty drastically wrong in 2022.
They're usually wrong. They can be wrong, but they were also.
I think in the internet, you know, once we got away from communicating only by phone. that pollsters have been a hard have had a hard time taking temperature of the population.
You know, but the polls were really wrong in 2020 too, weren't they?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the internet, people communicating, you know, with the internet, and I think a lot of young people were out of the loop for many pollsters, so that, you know, was a serious
I think what happened in 2020 was they asked them, who are you going to vote for? And they said Hillary Clinton, and they were going to vote for Trump. They just didn't want to hear any shit about it.
Yeah.
So they just said Hillary. So I think about that, those polls, when I look at these polls, how much of that is going on now where people are like, no, I'll vote for Biden. But in their mind, they're like, fuck it.
Well, I think the opposite is probably more true. I'm angry at Biden. I don't want to vote for him. But when it gets down to the election and it's Trump Biden, they are definitely going to vote for Biden.
Hmm. God, I hope you're right.
Well, I think that did happen in 2022. They expected the red wave,
right?
That never happened.
And, you know, by all accounts, with this last election that just happened,
2022
went pretty good, right? For
off-year elections.
Yeah.
Abortion in Ohio.
Right.
Protected by an amendment now, a constitutional amendment.
Now, does that portend Ohio going blue, do you think, or...
No, that's the funny thing. It's more red than it was. And Kansas also did enshrine abortion rights, and they're extremely red.
That gives me hope.
Right? So it's, I mean, every time we take the temperature, it's kind of weird. But Democrats kind of have been doing better. I think when the rubber hits the road, I've been waiting to say that phrase, when the rubber hits the road, and I forgot where I was going.
I just hope the next time they take our temperature, it's an oral thermometer. You know what I mean? I know it's not as accurate. I don't care. You know? Why do I have to be humiliated every time I go to help myself?
Right. Well, so I think all that looks well. It's hard to say what that means for Biden. A lot of I think people that are not being polled and are voting, and they tend to vote Democrat.
Right. Right. I don't see a lot of Trump flags and stickers. You know, I'm in a very conservative part of Arizona. So,
sure, Arizona is, but Arizona's purple now.
Arizona's purple now. It's blue in the cities, and it's red.
Right.
Red as can be everywhere else. I'm in one of the red areas.
So, sure, sure.
So, you know, 3 years ago to the day, driving around, there was a shit ton of Trump flags on cars, on buildings, in people's front yards. Like, it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievably uncomfortable.
They elected a Democrat governor.
Well, right after January 6th, all the flags disappeared.
Uh-huh.
All of them, except for the one guy who has like a military style vehicle, who's, you know, still has Hillary hung up.
Well, that sounds like a good sign to me.
It sounds good. So now I'm just kind of, I have a hyper focus looking around now to see if I see any. I've seen a couple, but not, you know. I would
and
still
both
say there's not.
Senators are Democrats too, right?
Right, right. But that the lady who tried to do the election denying Lake.
Lake, yeah.
I think she's planning to run again. So.
Have you heard her song?
No, but I'll be pulling that up. That's fantastic.
It's called 81 Million Votes My Ass.
Wow. That's her song?
Right. That's her song, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Barry Lake.
You know, I'm usually a huge fan of people that are unhinged, you know, as a rule. So it's kind of weird to not try to load in on that, but she's nuts. Yeah. I don't like
she's definitely not. Well, and it looks like most, you know, majority of Arizonans know that.
Arizona's so weird because there's two population centers where there's major universities and a lot of immigrants and the you know, in the cities, right? Phoenix and Tucson.
Sure.
They're very blue. They're true blue, you know?
Yeah.
And then you drive even 10 minutes and you get into, you know, Third Reich area, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Arizona's strange.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with the little town of Wickenburg.
Sure, sure.
And the Ku Klux Klan, alive and well there.
Yeah, that's shocking.
I knew a guy on the who was on the fire department there, and he was just, you know, bragging about.
Yeah, my brother is the Grand Octopus.
Yeah, right.
Or however it works.
Whatever, exotic creature.
What do mixed race people do when they go to prison? I'm just asking, because it seems like I read and I've heard from many people that it's, you know, it's very divided along racial lines in prison.
Yeah, and there's good reason for that.
So how does that work if you're a mutt?
Yeah, right. I think you get to pick. You get to choose.
It can't possibly work that way. It has to be. There has to be a third click of just indiscriminates. You know what I mean? I don't. You know, I'm half and half.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I don't know what this is, but it's just something that's stuck in my head. It's like, because I was seeing something on TikTok, and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, you know, as soon as I got there, I found the table with the other." You know, hayseeds.
Well, I think you really do kind of get to choose. Look at Terrio, of the Proud Boys leader.
Right.
Yeah, looks like black and Latino is what he looks like, you know?
Right. So how does that work?
Yeah. But see, if you get on board with them, if you sing the right tune, they'll sing along.
Hmm. Yeah, we gotta get rid of prisons too. We'll save that for another show, but you know that shit's not working.
That's absolutely true, especially here in America.
I'm very nervous about next year. You know, this is an election. I almost feel like I want to be somewhere else and watch it happen. You know.
I know.
Like Canada or...
And why is every election now this generationally important...
Yeah. Every one of them.
You know?
Yeah. When did that start? When did that start exactly? Like, that had to be during the Bush-Gore shit,
Bush years,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, my heart broke on March 19th, 2003... when we bombed Baghdad.
Hmm. Shocking.
That was...
Yeah.
I know. But I think it was one of the most immoral acts that we had done in a while. And all on one day. I mean, you can talk about Indian genocide and all, you know, all of that. Others, it's slavery and, you know, for heinous American acts. But the invasion of Iraq, you know, based on lies, all in one day.
Hmm.
Well, it's kind of what Putin did in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, should we be saying some pro-Trump stuff just to hedge our bets a little bit?
As a podcast?
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, you can't lock us up. Look at episode 119. You know, I said he'd make a great CEO of the country.
But see, saying something nice about Trump that would also be true?
Well, you know,
whoa.
I mean, look, the truth is one of the first victims of war. Right. You know?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm a little worried, you know, because I've been a little dissident-y, you know? I mean, I've been pretty outspoken against Trump's policies and...
Sure.
Action. So I feel like, you know, you know, if I didn't know I was making a wager when I was doing that.
Well, you and me both.
Right.
And I mean, we were, when we first started this thing, we were watching the rise of U.S. fascism, and, you know, we kind of thought it had an expiration date.
Most certainly. Yeah. Like it was a last gasp. We even equated it to, you know, the dinosaurs, you know, being alive for two more minutes, or a plant before it dies, all of a sudden.
We even changed the name of the show from All You Fascists to In the Moment.
It was In the Moment, but then it was All You Wonderful People for a while.
Oh, then it was All You Wonderful People, but you know, the march of fascism continued, and now, well, Project 2025. They are out of the box. And they're very open about, you know, the Fourth Reich.
I'm starting to think that, you know, changing the name of the podcast several times didn't help, you know, maintaining audience.
Well, probably any number of moves on our part.
Yeah, I feel like each time we did, we screwed over whatever audience we had built, you know?
Oh, it's probably true.
It's probably true. Well, for those of you that stuck with us, Larry,
we thank you.
Larry and Gene.
There's a few, apparently, more than we think, actually, from recent indications have shown me. But
all right, well, that's good. That's good. Well, look, I'm going to feed this all through. I got this new thing for audio. So, you know, I got this thing to feed the audio through to clean it up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's supposed to be unbelievable. So
I need breakfast too. Speaking
yeah, of me too. We're going to wrap this up. You know, we wait for the fallout now, you know.
I mean, everything's up in the air right now.
And it's changing. It's changing daily.
Daily.
We never even got into AI. A lot to say on that. So that we're going to have to save that for another show.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big deal, and we need to shine a little bit of a light on where it's at right now. That's in a huge state of flux as well.
Oh, my God. That's changing by the hour. That's changing. So, yeah, this is like the part of Terminator that they didn't show you, you know, where it's real super exciting. Look what these T1s can do. It can
just wait till the next movie. Just wait till the next movie, though. What a liquid metal!
Yeah, what a dream! Look, it can remove people from crashed cars. We should have done this years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while. We're going to try to do this a little more regularly. Obviously, we're getting to the nitty gritty here.
Good morning.
Election year is when we shine at all you fascists. Good morning. So.
And with things,
good morning.
With fascism on the rise, let's just say that, and things changing daily, we do need some close eyes on this thing.
Absolutely. And we've got boots on the ground, we've got elbows on the pulse.
Boots on the ground and eyes on the ball.
We have our elbow firmly on the pulse of the American people.
Well, all right.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, Dave.
And thank you to the listeners. You've been listening to All You Fascists on your preferred radio network.